16. I thank the Lord for saving me. I was 13 years old when I got saved. Lived in Columbia, South Carolina. We stayed there for about 3 years, and we moved up here to Emerson. It's a blessing to be able to be in the Lord's will. It's not always easy. It's not always the most fun thing to do, and it's a lot of times you go through struggles, but as long as you're in the Lord's will, it's all worth it in the end. Yeah. I'm going to start reading in verse number 19. It said, "There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus which was laid at his gate full of sores and designed to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass the beggar died and carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in my lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted and thou art tormented. And beside all this between us that you were there is a great gulf fixed, that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence." It says, before, I'm going to skip down to verse number 28. "And for I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, unless they also come in the midst into this place of torment." About a month ago, a month or two ago, we went to a youth event in New Jersey called Omni Night over at Solid Rock Baptist Church, and we stay up all night, have fun. But but right before we go and do all this fun stuff, we get to do. A man got up and preached, and he was preaching. He wasn't necessarily preaching on this, but he made a comment that night that it really touched me, and it really and I got home and I said, that's something powerful. I want to preach tonight on a second too late. Don't wait until it's a second too late. See, in this passage, he was a rich man. He grew up, or he probably grew up rich, and there was nothing he could really do about that. He said this one thing that night. He said he believed in God, and he believed in heaven, and he believed in the things that he should have done, but he believed a second too late. He closed his eyes on earth and opened his eyes in hell. He believed a second too late. Forever he'll be in fire. Forever he'll be, tonight he's still in hell, and there's nothing we can do about it. Tonight he's still down there, and I wouldn't preach you not, just I promise it won't be long, on don't wait until it's a second too late. Don't wait until you're opening your eyes in hell wishing that you could go back and redo all the things that you've done. Don't wait until you are in hell forever suffering and you're lonely and forever separated from God just to realize, saying, man, I had the chance. I had the chance. If I could just go back, I would change everything. If I could just go back, I would fix it all. Because the truth is tonight that I can't promise you can walk out that door without dying. I can't promise you'll make it home without dying. I can't promise you'll finish this service without the Lord coming back. There is no one that can promise that except for God. And I'm telling you tonight that if you wait until after the Lord comes back, or if you hit the floor dead tonight, and if you're not saved, you're going to hell. There is no doubt about it. And that's the sad truth, is because throughout this world and today's world, they want to teach you that, oh, you'll be fine as long as you do good, you'll be fine. But that's not the truth. The truth is, if you die without Jesus, you're going to hell. That the stuff that the world's teaching us today about how we don't have to worry about getting saved, we don't have to worry about as long as you're not a murderer, as long as you ain't gone to jail, as long as you do the right things, you don't have to worry about going to hell. Well, that's just only one thing wrong with that. It's just not so. You have to realize that hell is a real place, and it's forever, and it never ends. But there's another side to this story, because just like this rich man died and went to hell, Lazarus, which suffered his entire life but was in the Lord's will, got to go to heaven in the end. He gets to spend all of eternity with Jesus, all of eternity with the one that saved him. He doesn't have to worry about going to hell no more. He didn't have to worry about all the things that he was scared of, because he knew that he was saved, and because he got to go to heaven. And he said, and I'm going to move on from this point, and I have a second point, and I promise I'm done after this, and don't wait a second too late. Don't wait a second too late for the Lord's will. See, if you look back in verse number 27, he said, "Then I pray, therefore, Father, thou wouldst send him to my father's house, for I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come in this place of torment." He realized, as soon as he closed his eyes on earth and woke up in hell, he realized that he had more than just a life that he left behind. He had family. He had a will that he should have done. He realized that he couldn't go back and save his brothers like he wanted to. He begged him. He said, please go back and save him. And he goes on in this chapter, and Abraham said, if he doesn't listen to the prophet, prophets. He won't listen to us either. And he goes on and he goes on. And I listened to Brother Kenny Baldwin preach a message in school the other day. And he said, and he made this comment. He said, don't wait until God has to take something valuable from you to get back in the Lord's will. Don't wait until God has to knock you on your face and say, listen, that's not what you need to be doing. He told us, Brother Kenny Baldwin told a story the other day. He said this young man went to his church. This young man's mama loved God. She prayed every day. She was a good Christian lady. Always had him in church. But the young man's dad was an atheist, and he hated everything about church so much that he even burned the Bible one day. The young man used that excuse, that the fact that his dad hated God and hated everything about the church, to get out of church. And he said, Brother Kenny Baldwin said, he said he did good for about 10 years. 10 years he was living fine. He was making all the money he wanted to. He had a great car, a great life. And then all of a sudden he drove his car 80 miles an hour into a tree. He said the car exploded and he was almost burned to death. And he laid in the hospital bed and said for weeks at a time they thought he wasn't going to make it. And finally he got out of the hospital, but it took him losing his leg. It took him losing his fingers. It took him losing a lot of skin on his body. And Kenny Baldwin said this. He said, I love this man. He still comes to church. He said, no matter how many times he comes to this altar, no matter how many times he walks through those back doors, no matter how many times he gets down here and begs God, he won't get his leg back. He won't get his fingers back. He won't get that skin that he lost back. And it took something. The Lord had to take something valuable from him. As soon as he hit that tree, as soon as he woke up, and he was out of the Lord's will, and he looked back and he said, if I would have just got right. If I would have just got right. As soon as he hit that tree, the second was too late. As soon as he hit that tree, he lost his leg, and he lost a lot of body parts, and all of that. And like I said, he'll never get that leg back, all because of a second too late. All because he was 1 second too late and didn't want to get right with the Lord because he wanted to live the way he wanted to live. I have one more story. Growing up in South Carolina, or Columbia, South Carolina, a situation came up and I had to go to a public school for about 3 years. And because I went to that public school, I got really close with some kids that weren't the greatest kids. They weren't the most... good example for me. And I had this one friend. His name was Josh Kirkland. His older brother. I used to hang out with him and his older brother, and we used to get into a lot of trouble. And I remember I talked to Josh's mama one time, and she said, yeah, I got saved when I was real young. But as she got older and got older, she got out further and further out of the will of God, and she started drinking, and she started partying all the time, and things got real bad. And I remember about 2 or 3 months ago, we were all sitting at the kitchen table or something like that. And my dad told me that Josh's brother has died. And I was so shook by it, because that was one of my friends. That was one of the people that I loved. And I was with him every single day. And just like that, he was taken, and I didn't even know about it. Just like that, he wrapped his car around a tree, and I didn't even know about it. And I sat in my bedroom and I cried and I was thinking, what's going on? And I'm not sure. I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm not sure if this is the case, but his mama wasn't where she needed to be. And I'm begging you tonight. Don't wait until you're sitting beside somebody. Don't wait until you're in a funeral with somebody laying up here. Don't wait until you have to look at a loved one's face dead in the casket and say, if I could just go back. Don't wait until you have to wait until that happens and you think it's your fault. It may not be your fault, but you're thinking and you're sitting there thinking, if I could just go back, if I could get back in 1 second, just give me one more second, I would have got it right with God. One more second. I'm begging you tonight. Don't wait until it's a second too late.
Amen.
Pastor.
Amen.
Pastor. Yeah.